Good morning and welcome to Simply AI. It's Tuesday, April 9th. On today's show, Google's next-generation AI model Gemini 1.5 Pro is now available in public preview on Google Cloud's Vertex AI platform, and Meta's Nick Clegg plays down AI's threat to global democracy. Plus, Symbolica raises $31 million to develop AI systems to compete with OpenAI. This coverage and more, up next. I'm David, and you're listening to Simply AI. We start off with Google taking another significant leap forward in the rapidly evolving landscape of artificial intelligence and cloud computing. The tech giant recently announced the public preview of its next-generation AI model, Gemini 1.5 Pro, on the Google Cloud's Vertex AI platform. Here with more details is our correspondent. So what exactly does Gemini 1.5 Pro offer that sets it apart?
Gemini 1.5 Pro is designed to transform how businesses interact with data by offering developers the largest context window ever available. This enables the analysis of vast amounts of information, facilitating the creation of AI-powered customer service agents, academic tutors, and more, with unparalleled efficiency and accuracy. It's a major milestone in AI development and application.
And it seems Google's commitment to advancing AI technologies extends beyond just Gemini 1.5 Pro, correct?
Absolutely. At Google Cloud Next, the company introduced updates to several other models and platforms, including Imagen 2.0 for image generation, Code Gemma for lightweight AI model development, and expanded MLOps capabilities for deploying and managing AI applications. With these updates, Vertex AI stands as a comprehensive platform for building, deploying, and maintaining generative AI applications and agents.
One of the most notable features of Gemini 1.5 Pro is its ability to process audio streams, including the audio portion of videos. What possibilities does this cross-modal analysis open up?
This functionality enables insights across text, images, videos, and audio, opening up possibilities for applications such as transcribing and analyzing earnings calls or investor meetings. It enhances the understanding and insights that can be gained from data across multiple modalities.
As businesses continue to seek ways to harness the power of AI, it seems Google's latest updates to Vertex AI and its suite of AI models are offering some promising solutions.
Definitely. With its extensive selection of models, robust infrastructure, and advanced development tools, Google Cloud is paving the way for the next generation of AI applications. Companies across various sectors are already utilizing Gemini 1.5 Pro's capabilities for applications like AI-powered customer service, academic tutoring, and automated metadata tagging. Google is demonstrating its strong commitment to providing customers with the most advanced and enterprise-ready AI technologies available.
Thanks for that overview of Google's latest AI advancements and how businesses might leverage them. Shifting gears to another tech giant, Meta's Nick Clegg recently spoke at the Meta AI Day event in London, where he claimed that generative AI is not as big of an election risk as some may think. In fact, he argues that the technology is more useful for defending democracy than attacking it. Here with more on this is our Simply AI correspondent, Michael. So what evidence does Clegg point to support his claim that AI isn't being widely used to disrupt elections?
Clegg notes that in the major elections that have taken place so far this year in Taiwan, Pakistan, Bangladesh, and Indonesia, there has been strikingly little evidence these AI tools being used in a systematic way to subvert and disrupt the democratic process. He urges people to think of AI as a sword, not just a shield, when it comes to combating bad content. Meta claims that the single biggest reason they are getting better at reducing unwanted content on their platforms like Instagram and Facebook is thanks to AI.
Interesting. And how is Meta working with others in the industry to further improve these systems?
According to Clegg, there is an increasingly high level of industry cooperation this year, particularly with the unprecedented number of elections taking place. Meta is working with its peers to enhance the AI systems used to detect and remove harmful content. However, the landscape may change in the coming weeks, as Meta is set to launch Llama 3, its most advanced GPT-style large language model, A full release is expected by the summer.
How does Meta's approach to releasing these AI models differ from some of its competitors?
Unlike many of its peers, Meta has historically released its AI models as open source, with few constraints on their use. While this makes it harder to prevent bad actors from repurposing the technology, it also allows outside observers to more accurately vet the accuracy and bias of the systems. Clegg compares this to the cybersecurity industry, which is largely built on open source technology. The idea is that by applying the wisdom of crowds to new technologies, you'll have many more eyes on potential flaws rather than relying on a single company to identify and fix issues.
Meta's chief AI scientist, Yann LeCun, also weighed in on what he sees as a pressing risk to democracy from AI. What was his take?
LeCun argues that the potential dominance of a few closed AI models poses a significant threat. He predicts that in the near future, all of our interactions with the digital world will be mediated through AI assistants. If our entire digital diet is controlled by these systems, LeCun believes they need to be diverse, for the same reason that we need a free and diverse press. Every AI system has inherent biases based on the data it's trained on. LeCun questions who will cater to all the languages, cultures, value systems, and interests in the world, stating that this cannot be done by a handful of companies on the west coast of the United States.
It's clear that as AI continues to advance and become more integrated into our daily lives, these discussions around its impact on society, particularly in areas like elections and the spread of information, will only become more critical. Thank you, Michael, for breaking this down for us. For Simply AI, I'm David. Speaking of advancements in AI, a new startup called Symbolica has just raised $31 million in a Series A funding round led by Kozla Ventures. The company aims to develop foundation models that can compete with OpenAI's ChatGPT. Here with more details is our correspondent. So what exactly is Symbolica working on?
Symbolica is developing alternatives to the Transformer deep learning architecture that powers ChatGPT and many other generative AI systems. The company's CEO, George Morgan, who previously worked on Tesla's self-driving technology, believes that the Transformer architecture is not the ultimate solution for AI. In fact, he says that what's happening in the industry now is just hacks on hacks on hacks. Symbolica has created a framework that they believe will enable them to develop more advanced foundation models beyond the current Transformer-based systems.
There's a lot of debate in the AI field about whether simply scaling up compute power and training data is enough to continue the rapid progress we've seen. Where does Symbolica stand on this issue?
Companies like Microsoft-backed OpenAI are betting big on finding more computing power to scale up their Transformer models. However, Symbolica and some others in the industry believe that different architectures of foundation models will ultimately be able to generate better results than just scaling transformers. Christopher Kaufman, a partner at General Catalyst, which participated in Symbolica's funding round, noted that the industry is broadly contending with the limitations of transformers, both in terms of the costs required to scale them and their reliability.
What kind of products or applications is Symbolica planning to develop with their new architecture?
Symbolica's first product will be a coding assistant to help software developers, although it won't launch until early 2025. The company still needs time to hire more staff and train its models before releasing a product. But they are optimistic that their novel approach to foundation models will give them an edge in the increasingly competitive generative AI space. Of course, only time will tell if Symbolica's bet on new architectures beyond transformers will pay off.
It will certainly be interesting to watch as more companies like Symbolica explore new approaches in the rapidly evolving field of artificial intelligence. Speaking of developments in AI, Meta, the parent company of Facebook and Instagram, has been on a mission to procure more data to train its AI models. According to a recent report in the New York Times, Meta even considered buying major publishing house Simon & Schuster last year in order to gain access to its vast catalog of books. Here with more details is our correspondent. So what exactly was Meta hoping to achieve by acquiring Simon & Schuster?
Meta's goal was to get its hands on as much text data as possible to further train its language AI systems. The company had already used nearly every publicly available book, poem, and essay written in English on the internet. But that apparently wasn't enough. Managers, lawyers, and engineers at Meta met frequently in early 2023 to brainstorm additional data sources. Buying Simon & Schuster, one of the big five publishing houses, would have given them access to works from top authors like Stephen King and Bob Woodward that aren't freely available online. Some Meta employees even debated paying $10 per book for licensing rights to beef up their training data.
That's a pretty bold move to consider purchasing an entire publishing house just for its data. Were there any ethical concerns raised about this plan?
There were definitely some red flags. The recordings obtained by the New York Times reveal that Meta had already been using copyrighted material to train its AI without permission. When a lawyer brought up ethical issues around intellectual property, they were apparently met with silence. Meta employees also discussed hiring contractors in Africa to create summaries of copyrighted fiction and nonfiction works as a workaround. It shows the lengths tech giants are willing to go to get an edge in the AI race, even if it means trampling on authors' rights and contracts with their publishers.
So how has the publishing industry reacted to these revelations about Meta's plans?
Groups like the Association of American Publishers are understandably concerned. They question why Meta would want to acquire a respected institution like Simon & Schuster just to strip mine its catalog for AI training data. It goes against the core mission of a publishing house. This also comes as authors are increasingly taking legal action against tech firms for using their copyrighted works to train AI language models without permission or compensation. A judge recently dismissed part of a lawsuit brought by comedian Sarah Silverman and other writers against Meta. But this is likely just the beginning of the legal and ethical battles over AI and intellectual property.
There's certainly a lot for the courts and society as a whole to grapple with as AI technology rapidly advances. Thank you for that insightful report. And with that, we wrap up our stories for today. Thanks for listening to Simply AI. We'll see you back here tomorrow.